Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? At the risk of proving national stereotypes, we need to talk about the weather. It's not been the best this summer, or at least not if you live in Europe, parts of Asia, the UK or Canada. In those regions, there have been everything from record-breaking heat waves to damp, miserable rain, with a ridiculous number of fires thrown in for good measure. Here in Egypt, it's been hot. I know that's expected, but this year has seen excessively high humidity, something we don't normally get. What's that got to do with human factors? Simply that the weather is a factor we don't often think about affecting us. Sure, we consider wind, tides, rain, visibility, etc., but heat. Aside from not wanting to put on a thick rubber suit, surely it doesn't affect us that much, right? I'd always thought so, after all. Those of us from cooler climes deliberately seek warm temperatures for our holidays when we can. However, I have come to the unpleasant realization of quite how much it affects our brains. Mine seems to have turned to mush. I've left my water running, my gas on, and struggled like mad to do any form of work that has involved any thinking. A quick poll of my friends and colleagues has shown I'm not alone in this. A 2018 Harvard study looked at the difference in cognitive function between students living with and without air conditioning during a heat wave. There was around a 13% decrease in reaction time for the group who didn't have aircon. When you add in sleep loss and dehydration because of the heat, you can see how this starts to become a problem for us as divers. In most resort areas, divers come for a relatively short holiday, normally 1 or 2 weeks, which doesn't give long enough to acclimatise to the weather. I've seen this affect divers in many ways, both physically and mentally. Many new students aren't dive fit, and a fair few experienced divers may not be quite as dive fit as they thought they were. Combine that with jet lag or travel weariness and perhaps a drink or two too many the night before, and the physical effects are obvious. It also has a huge effect on mental capacity. For students, this can mean that simply learning a new skill can become more difficult than usual and may not be absorbed quite as well as they usually would. For experienced divers, it can mean flawed decision-making, an inability to stay focused and slower reactions. This was proved in a different study by Chima and Patrick, which showed a decrease in cognitive flexibility, which is the ability to switch between different tasks and mental sets. They looked at making complex decisions with the temperature at 25 degrees Celsius, 77 Fahrenheit, compared to making them at 19 degrees Celsius, 67 Fahrenheit, not even that extreme temperatures. Additionally, they found that the impairment was more pronounced in people who were already feeling stressed or fatigued. It was also more pronounced in people who were trying to learn new information and was temporary and disappeared once the people were cooled down. Stressed, fatigued, and learning new information. All conditions learner divers can easily find themselves in. This creates a double problem for people going to a hot country for a diving holiday. If you're too hot, it will impair your abilities, but if you crank the aircon down too cold, sinus issues may occur. So, a compromise is required for healthy diving. The study also found that the impairment was worse in people who were not used to hot weather. This suggests that divers who are new to hot climates may be at a higher risk of cognitive impairment. Giving it a day or two to acclimatise before starting diving may be the sensible choice. Most are aware that in addition to the cognitive effects, heat can also have physical effects on divers. It can lead to dehydration, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. These conditions can be fatal if not treated promptly, so the usual advice of staying hydrated and avoiding caffeine and alcohol is important too. But staying in the shade should also be given a higher priority, not what most divers on holiday want to hear if they want to go home with a tan. Finally, remember the effects of heat are cumulative. You may not be feeling the effects of heat during one day, but they can build up over time and make you more susceptible to impairment on subsequent days. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.